Okay. Just want to reiterate what I said last Thursday when some of the people were here, but not all of the people. Some were jet-lagged, some weren't jet-lagged. Friday is a regular day. Number one. And Shir is, I expect all the Bochum to be here for Shir. The Vod will be dealing now. The Vod. After speaking to a variety of Bochum, I realize certain basic yesodos of Torah that one should have picked up from all the different vadim, shmuzim, unless I focus on it directly, it's not going to happen. So I'll begin. Basically, the two topics, and they're totally intertwined, we'll be learning within the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, will be Hashgacha Pratis and Bechira Chofshis, how the two work together, but the text will be the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva. Okay. I didn't go into the details of all the different shitas. The maskana, the mokum shita is the entire corner through the tabas hagdola, through the shipa kova until the chiti. Okay. Now, we have a mishnah daf chasam alav. Hashochem mitoch hatabas, shiba bo, shiba bo melochut al pnei kula, shtosu kshayri. Now there are two separate issues here, and you have to separate those two issues in your mind and deal with them independently. A, where is the Mokum Shechita? The other tabos, the Bena tabos, the Tabas Gedola, the Shifakova. That's one. Second of all, wherever the Mokum Shechita is, if you do Rov and Magram and the other and one third, that passes or doesn't pass. Two separate independent machlokes. Now, when Rashi in the Mishnah explains Hashog mitoch hatabas, he says, but tabas gedol. Shenemer l'moshe me'sinai. Av b'shnishchat rov hakana b'mokam shchita. Pats l'rabbanan. Hol the gomro b'psul. What does Rashi say? If I go through the rov, and then I'm patsul the end. So Rabban said it's all one ma'aser shchita, and if part of the Maaseh Shechita is a Shechita Psula, it passes the whole Maaseh Shechita. Remember when we dealt with the Rambam, we said there's a concept of a Shechita Psula. Now this is going to come into play here, whether certain things are a Shechita Psula, just are not a Shechita. It's nothing. The beruba is kashrit lo shchita. when I went through row, it's a shechita kshera. Vida tishocha machata bochle ba'almohu. So now, I could say the machlokas is what is mata the behema, ma'isa shechita, or a simen shochet. Possible. But now Rashi is explaining what is the machlokas from Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Now, the Gemara has been discussing that Rav and Shmuel says we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And what does Rashi say? What did Ligabe what? Is he talking about the Mokum Shkita or not? Rashi says, the Ruba Kukula. What do they say? We paskin that since Ruba Kukula, the moment I shecht, so this is very similar to the idea we saw in the run, that the moment I shecht the rove of the simen, it's as if I shecht the entire simen. So when I go after 51%, it's cut already. So I'm just cutting an already cut. It's finished. The whole thing is finished. Now, and this is so. Questions: how do we pass it? We know that Rav and Shmuel, what might have been Rav and Shmuel, I would say, it's not clear that it's Rav and Shmuel, the supposed Rav and Shmuel, we have Rav Chanina ben Antignos disagreed, and Rav Nachman passed by Rav Chanina ben Antignos, we don't pass on that one. But as it has nothing to do about this other machlokas here. But then we bump into another problem, a serious problem. That, how do we deal with Rashi and Chof Aleph Amud Beis? That Rashi and Chof Aleph Amud Beis is a mitzvah to shech the entire simon. Right? The mitzvah to shech the entire simon. He needs that for Havdalah and Malika. So, Lechatchila. And Lechora, and he's talking, there he's talking about Shechitas Kodshim. If he's talking in Shechitas Chulin, then we bump into a major headache. Is Rashi going like the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda? So if it was clear we paskin like the Rabbanan, so I understand. It's all one big Maaseh Shechita. I have to shecht one big Maaseh Shechita. So I stop at two-thirds. It's fine. But that would be very strange for Rashi to paskin, to make his whole discussion of Chof Aleph from a base according to Rabban, not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Number one. Number two, it's not clear we paskin that way. Certainly, he's not going to do the whole discussion of the Gemara on Chof Aleph from a Beis Shloki Hilchasa. So, what comes from Rashi? What says Rashi? Apparently, at this point, that when he, now the question Ruba Kukula means if I shech rov, when he says the rest is Mechatech Basa Balma, so there's a mitzvah and shechit is not to cut meat. Why should I keep cutting the cord? I can cut the leg too. I mean, I can cut all sorts of parts of the meat of the animal. So what would I say? Wait a second. Yes, I'm throwing ideas around. As we go through the sugya, this is going to be twisted in 20 different directions. So if I continue with the shechita, it's all one big maaseh shechita. But if all of a sudden it's non-shechita, so that's not an extension of the beginning. Not an extension of the beginning. So then the shechita stops wherever I didn't extend it. The other man, it's all one big maaseh shechita, part of it's b'psul. But if I do all one big maaseh shechita, and I'll give you a major difference, which we'll see in Tosis. Let's say I have a very dull knife. I finish rove, and I'm schlepping along there, and it takes me 10 minutes, more than Kadesha here. Am I cutting meat or Shechita? Nafka Mina, it's not that I stopped doing it. Every day, I'm cutting, it's a very slow process. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So if I'm cutting meats, so I'm not cutting, that's not Shechita. So what is it? It's a Shehir. Oh, no. As long as I'm continuing to cut in the right way, as long as I continue to, it's so, and I'm still cutting Kona, it's an extension of the Maitse Shechita with a proper Maitse Shechita. It's all one big Maitse Shechita. And here we have another, forget Kodshim for a second. That's something that Tosa is going to take up. What happens if the knife is dull and you're dragging along and it keep going and your cow, the leather is very thick and it takes you a while to get through it? Would that be a Shehir? If he's cutting meat, it's not Shechita. But if it's all Shechita, since it's a continuation of the original Maisa Shechita, that won't be a Shehir. Shehir means in the middle of when you stop the Maisa Shechita. So from Rashi, if we take the Rashis together, now how do we paskin? We'll see that Rashi says that, this is later in the Flamen Amud Beis, Rav Papa wanted to know, according to the way Rashi learns the Sugya in Laman Amud Beis, Rav Papa wanted to know, how do we paskin? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabban, he says, Teiku. Now, Rashi's not, since the Maskana is going to be Teiku, Rashi's not going to, all Rashi, on Chafal of Amud Beis and Rashi, in Zvachim Daf Samachay, isn't going to talk stam according to one side of a machlokas that's a teiku. You tell him, Maskana, this is the way it is. So apparently, according to Rashi, and we'll see this is going to be muchrich, that as long as you continue with a shechita kshera, the shechita continues. But if at the moment I do a psul, it's not integrated into the maisa. At least in the Hagroma, maybe elsewhere, we'll see. But not integrated into the Maitse Shechita. The Maitse Shechita stops because I have enough to marshal the animal. That's the easy way of putting together Rashi Chofal of Amibes, Rashi Yurchas, and Rashi Lamed Amibes. Rashi Lamed Amibes we're going to get to in detail, but what it is he says, besides all the complications in the Rashi's bottom line. Rav Papa didn't know how to. Yes, Rabbi.
And this side is all midrabbanan, or it's reflecting
the oraisa min hatorah. If it's a flex malik, it's min hatorah. Nafkamina again. Let's give me. I'll go back to the major nafkamina. The major nafkamina is if I'm shechting with a dull knife, and I'm taking my time. Slowly moving through the second half of the corner, is that a Shehir? It's not a Shehir. We'll see. Rashi says it's not a Shehir. No. Rabbi, you're saying what you're saying. Let me say what I say. Don't reinterpret what I say to something I did. Nafka Mina between you and me is I know certain things are. Certain sugyas you haven't learned yet. Okay? So let me just say what I'm saying and you'll see how it all fits in later. Okay? This is Min HaTorah. Rashi is very clear later on it's Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah what? Maisa Shechita part of Psol. I do Rov B'Kashrus part, the end is B'Psol. Does it? It passes or it doesn't pass. Now, Hagrama may be different because the question is, what is Hagrama? Now, we're going to get into the sugya. Is Hagrama a Shechita Psula? Even if Drosa is a Shechita Psula, maybe Hagrama is not Shechita because not in the Makom Shechita. It's like cutting the leg. Okay, that we'll have to see now. But what Rashi is telling you here is that even that according to the Rabbanon, it's all even Hagrama as is as long. Here it's moving out of the Tabas, but by us maybe it would be moving out of the Shipakova, above the Shipakova. And the Rabbanat say it's not a non-shchita, we don't say it's a non-shchita, it's a shchita psula, and the entire maisa is pasul because I need an entire maisa to be machshu the animal. Question is, and it's another issue we'll have, what is machshu the animal? Maisa shchita? And the het is not chal till you finish the maisa shchita? Or... no, the simen shochet. The moment I have a simen shochet, it's mutter already. So I don't look at the mice. I look at the simen itself. But Rashi says what? Rashi says, what did Rabbi Yossi Behuda say? Above he says, mechatech basa be'alma. In the Gemara he says, what? Ruba kakula. Why? Because the moment I shechted 51, the 49 is shechted already. And so I'm just cutting meat. Is that only if it's b'psul, or even if it is b'kashrus? So we have to say even it is b'kashrus, because of Rashi and Chofala from the base, and therefore, so what is it? So what when he says ruba kakula, I need the ma'is and shchita. So it's not quite like the Ran, like the Ran, but not like the Ran. The Ran says 51 is 100. After that, there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to do anything, nothing. Ruba kukula is no din l'chatchila. It's all finished already. Rashi apparently is saying no. If I continue with the ma'aseh shchita, it's all a ma'aseh shchita. And if I continue with a psul, it's not a ma'aseh, certainly with our grama, it's not a ma'aseh shchita. I'm just, and that is where the machlokas is between them. Yes.
Your test
of the Aleph. We'll get to that. So now let's turn the page. You have a computer. You have a Gemara too, or just a computer? Okay. So flip it to your test of the Aleph. Okay. Let us read what it says. Okay. Okay, how do we paskin? We paskin. Rav Chinina ban Tignis, the koy Rav Nachman Kavase. Amar Rav Huna. There are two lashonos here. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Amar Rav Asi. Machlokas v'sheshochat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. Born safri kula shchita b'inim b'tavas gedola. Let's see what Rashi says, Rabbi Berkovitz. Machlokes Rabban Rabbi Yos b'Sheshochat Chila b'Toch HaTabas Shnei Shlish. Now he talking about Tabas Hagdola because in the Mishnah that they both Stodim in the Mishnah assume that the Shchita in the Shipakov is no good. Shnei Shlish Hagager is the Einu Melochut Shel Ruba. This is what you wanted, right? So let's see what it says. Sometimes you have to say, what does it look, Mishkan? You should let me figure out the facts. Now, that's what he says here. And what does he say here? On the Mishnah, he says, "Machatuch, Rubis Kasher Shchit, either Kasher Machatuch Bosa Ba'amu." Same thing. He says, "It's already Shochet Ruba Kukula." Al Higrim Shlish Tchila Shehischil Lish. So this is Rav Huna, Hischil. He began by Hagrama. Higrim Shlish. Tchila Hiskel Lishchol L'malim and Atabas. Remember, he's going within the Mishnah, who's assuming the top of the Shchit is the Tabas Hagdola. Now, that's not really relevant to the, maybe not relevant to the discussion. Because yes, it's a question, that's the second issue, where Hagrama begins. Shachar Rov Achron Mokam Shchid Psula. Afilu Rabbi Yossi. The Tzias Chiyusuk Shal Behema Barov Simenhu. Shenachtach Rov HaSimen Lo Nachtach Oso Barov Bishchita. What does he say? There's Chiyus of the Behema. I can't take that too literally. Why? Let's say I shechted the entire country. The animal's alive, the animal's dead. The animal's alive. The animal becomes dead when I shech the veshet afterwards. Even halachic death, not physical death. So I shech the entire corner. So what happens? We saw a Gemara much earlier when we learned the sugya of Liban Sak and Rishachat Bar. Let's say I shech the corner. Then I puncture the lung. So they say, no, the simen is dead already. So we're talking about killing the simen, which is the first step of killing the animal. Now here we're going to have to go back to the sugya of Liban Sak and Veshachapah. What will happen if I do the following thing? There's a shachabah that we discussed. Rabbi, okay, remember why now the shach is becoming very critical. I go through 2/3 of the corner. And then I puncture the lung. If I go through the entire corner, puncture the lung, nothing. 2/3 of the corner, I puncture the lung, and I finish the third, is the animal a treif or not? We'll have to go back to that. But Rashi says, Ki nafa chiyusa, what is it? He says, "Higrim shlish." Shishchil malamarat avil raviu diyitzias chiyus shal behem v'barov simenu shechatach rov at simen anechlecho tzohar rov b'shchita. That is, I have to kill the simen with a ma'aseh shchita, and that ma'aseh shchita is rov. So when I get 51%, and I did 33 not with a ma'aseh shechita, so I only have 18%. That's not good enough. Bash is going to explain this a little more as we go on. So Ruba the map for chiyusav ba'ina b'shechita. How Ruba the map for chiyusav? What is Mapa Chiyusa? The entire 51%? At 51%, I need 51% Shechita, and I only have 18% Shechita. It's not enough. You have to kill it through a Maisa Shechita, and a Maisa Shechita is Rov. So the Gemara asks a question. So Rav Chisda says, Adraba. No, just the opposite. Lema. No. So Chizda says, no. Coming with a different idea. The fact that there can be a psula mid basra after you finish with a maisha shchita and you have a simen shochet. That's not. But what happens is, if I begin with Hagrama, and then I have 1/3 by Hagrama. Now, what would be if I have 1/3 that the animal happened to have gone somewhere, with thorns all over and ripped open its throat? Something happened. Chatzik on a pogrom. We know, we've seen that from the beginning of the year, chatzik on a pogrom, and you take it from 49 or 51, it's a good shechita. So why should the 1/3 done by Hagrama be any worse than chatzik on a pogrom? Meaning, I have a chatzik on a pogrom. The Amal Kama, So he says. So no such thing as passing an animal once it's over. Let's be careful with Rashi. He says like this. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is as follows. I go to 1/3, bahagrama. Then the knife comes down, and I go through the next two thirds, bishchita. So, what happens? The question is as follows. He says, the person who says it's all right, the person who says it's no good. Why is it no good? I chatzikana pogum. No. Chatzikana pogum means that the pogum, if I have 49% pogum and I go from 49 to 51%, so it all is integrated into one mitzvah shechita. He says, it's mitztarev. But now, what's the tziruf about? Let's just say there is a tziruf. What's the svara behind the tziruf? But when can I be mitzaref it if it's in a makom shechita? Not makom shechita, I can't be mitzaref. And that's the man d'ama who says no good. Rabbanu Hosno who can't be makom shechita came in and traves b'kon. He says, according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, it gets in. He's hype gimba the mutanami kimamu bechimozu v'shachar ruba lo mitzvah. Milahocha betotzav et kolshu lo tzagi logo lo mitzvah agrama lechshur shchita ho'ol v'lav mokam shchita. He says, what does it mean lo tzagi logo lo mitzvah agrama? That's Rabbanan, Hotsam who began by Mokam Shchita, but came in the ain't Travis Bekona, and she puts a grubo, have a little commish alone difkama. The Avagav Kinavka Lachiusa, Lav Kula Ruba the Beshchita, Norfolk Mil, Mokam Shchita, Mil Navka Kulo, Hius, Avo Hagroma Lav Shchita, Lav Mokam Shchita, Kinavkis. Yusuf Barov Rishon shall simmer a psulin offer. Shall have a mashkito. Have a palgo de mefik chiusa. So I have a machlokas with Rabbanan and Rabbos. Rabbanan need the entire simmon has to be bishkito. What does that mean? That if I get to 51%, 51% has to be a shechita. Or, they say, the entire thing. So if I go 2/3 and 1/3, so the last 1/3 is nothing. But if I have 1/3 and then 2/3, by the time I go from 49 to 51, I don't have the rove as a maisa shchita. I need a shchita is a rove. If I don't have a rove, I don't have anything. So what do they say? It's a nothing. So what do they say in chatzikana pogum? It's mitztarev. It's mitztarev. So here, what's the Rabbanon say? If I have 49, and it just happened by an accident, or however, maybe even a drossa. It happened however it happened. It happened. Then I finish off with another 2%. So the first 49 is mitzarev, and I have 51 with a ma'aseh shechita. Because it's in a mokum shechita. But if I don't have a mokum shechita, it's not mitzarev. But I need an entire, they insist, but so I don't care that I had the last two-thirds, that I shechted. I don't look at that. Well, I did have two-thirds that was Hazar Shechita. No. I don't look at the two-thirds. I don't look at that. After 51%, forget it. I look at what happened at that 51%. At that 50.1%, did I have a roll b'shechita? That's good. When chatzikana pogrom, I integrate that in. I look at the first 49, somehow I was joining the last two. Why? You're going to have to understand that. That's what they're saying.
And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it is kosher if you go through the last two-thirds.
Let's see again what he said. He says, Ruba b'shechita klama, how who Ruba the mafach yusra b'boi? Let's read what it says. Rabbi Chista says, Avle Rabbi Chista, Adva, v'ma ivcha, v'achlokas b'shehigrim shlish shochot shneish, Rabbi Yehuda Rusova, midi heva chatzikon apokum. Midi didn't have a. Let's take a look again in Rush. The Amal Kamar, I'll show you Chatzikon Apok, May Elof. Hosefo of Kolshur, Vagorm or Shikosuk Sheva. Avogav, Kinafka, Chiyusa, Lavru, Bibishito. I don't care. Hagrama de Mutanami, Kipkin Vambo. Hosefo, Rishachat Ruba, Lomlifsula. So, what do I have? I have a Shikita Baruba. And Mil Hocha Batosefet's Kolshu Lo Sagile Lo Mitzafagoma. The Shechita Hohu Lav Mokom Shechita. So Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda is the one who says that it's kosher.
It's like Chatzikon HaPogom that it's not Nifsal, but it's not like Chatzikon HaPogom that I do need to have the end as a roif.
I need the end as a roif.
But it
that means in a Chatzikana program, I just have to go from 49 to 51.
Because I have the roev of the beginning.
Because then it's mitzuref. I don't have to finish a roev. Here, I have to finish it with a roev. I need a ma'aseh shechita of a roev.
But for it to be mafkir from treifa, I don't need to be mitzuref. That's already enough for 49 to 51.
When, if
a
it's not
treifa,
if it's not. If it is as follows. If I when I go from 49 to 51, it's through a ma'aseh shechita, not a treif.
But Rav, I wasn't Mekayim until I finished.
But I need a shechita.
And that fits with the general idea of Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda that the shechita extends till the end.
Yeah. And here I have a shechita going to the end. So what is happening according to Rav Chisda, and where did Rav Chisda and Rav Huna separate from each other? According to Rav Chisda, you have a ma'aseh shechita even though pasuk chiyusa 51% is gone, it's a ma'aseh shechita. The last 49 is a ma'aseh shechita. And therefore, I have a ma'aseh shechita. And according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda, is the animal a treifa? No, because I went from 49 to 51 with a nicer shechita. What makes an animal tray for 51? Good. 51 not through a ma'aser shechita. Here I have 51 with a ma'aser shechita.
Even though the hechsher shechita wasn't chal yet.
But the hechsher shechita I need a rov. It didn't happen yet. That's what Chizkiya says. And Rabbanan. Okay, let's read. The Gemara says, "I was shochet shnei shlish v'higrim shlish, tiver hakol k'sheira." Thought, why could Ruva Shalecha come up? And everyone agrees that Ruva Kukula. Because the Mishnah says Ruva Kukula. Ruva Kukula means the moment I shecht rov, the whole thing is shochet. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yosef, my name alone, dahu Ruba, the hotsum lav Rav Yosef. Maybe the Mishnah says Ruba, Shalecha Kamohu, is Rav Yosef Yehuda. No. So what is Abaye saying? There's no specific halacha that in Shechita that Ruba Kukula. The halacha of Ruba Kukula, it's a general halacha called Torah Kukula. So it's not subject to machlokas between Rabbi Yisrael and the Rabbah. It's all over the Torah. Amalei, so Chizda answered. Rav Yosef answers. Ana Ruba de Shechita Kame. Shemino lo de pleading. So let's see Rashi. Abon Hozo Upgam. Non perk, but Ruba Shalacha come up. Vim lo shochet el rov simen v'hala chol k'sheira. I'm a ruba kukulo. So it's very clear from here that shechita is ruba kukulo. We're going to get to this when we in hagrom and nami. Skasha beruba. Matzim duktoni. Lo chut al pene kulo. Lo mute higvim shish tchilo kos. Mute hechad hagrom beso. Ruba de shechita kome. Kol tana do ozo b'shechitas. Basaruba come in Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbanan, Hashemina led the pligi bro. Vazin b'shchita basaruba. They don't go basaruba. Let us wait 1 second. There's a loch lamo shmisina, rovecha be'ofo shnaya be'behen. Rabbi Yosef, someone's questioning whether someone's questioning whether I need a kol hasimen. No. But the question is not because of Ruba Kukula. Or is it separate aloch and shechita? Then we'll have to understand what is a separate aloch and shechita.
There's no way to learn this Gemara that the whole Mishnah in Chavches is just for Yisrael B'Rid and not Rabbanan.
What's happened? Amalei Rav Yosef, my name alone, the Ruba the Hassam. When it says Ruba, it says on the Daf Chof Zayin. He says,
isn't that what he was asking? Who said?
Mishnah Glukul Alma? Maybe it's not. So what is Gemara? So Abaye says, Amalei Abaye called Ruba the Alma, Rav Yisrael Yehuda Kamala. So Rav Yosef answers, "Ana Ruba de Shechita come in." Shamil de Pligi. No. The Mishnah is when the Mishnah, according to Rav Yosef, according to Abaye, what's happening between Abaye and Rav Yosef here? What's happening between Abaye and Rav Yosef is a very simple thing. When the Mishnah says, "Ruba Shalecha Kamo," is that the general halacha Ruba Kukula? a separate halacha and shechita, but separate halacha and shechita, that may be where Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. The fact is that halacha among Rav Sina, Rav Echo Biovor, Shnai Behem, everyone agrees. But why? Is that a separate din and shechita? Or, no. So here, we'll see later on in Daf Kaf Ches and Sugya of Mechtzah Kemechtzah Kelov. What is that? The Gemara says, let's say I have exactly 50%. Is that good? Or I need 50 plus? Okay. So what's the tzad? So if the tzad is that it's 50%, you don't say 50% of Rubo Kakulo. Why not? 50% this way and 50% that way. And you do Rubo Kakulo. So the Gemara comes up with this possibility. The Gemara answers, no, it's 51. It's you need a rove. When we get to that sugya, we're going to have to understand ishchita, the shear is rove, shear is kulo, and rubo kulo. But the fact that there is a halacha rove echa ba'ov of shnayim bebehema, that's a clear halacha of Rav Sinai that no one in the world disagrees with. And understanding that, is it a unique halacha in shechita? Or it's a general halacha of a ruba kukula? And if it's a halacha in shechita, why would we not say apply the general thing? Why do I need a special halacha? This apparently is a machlok between Abaye and Rav Yosef. And when we get to Daf Kaf Ches, and the Gemara has a shaila of not 50 plus Mashu, what about 50? Wait 1 second. 50 is 50. 50 is, because I have 50 in one direction and 50 in the other direction. You never say Rubo Kukulo if I have only 50. Because I have 50 Shechta. The whole thing is unshechta? No, I have 50 unshechta. So everything's unshechta. So you can't push it in either direction. So if the shear is rove, okay. But if the shear is kula and ruba kula, l'chora, what Abai is saying, that's what's happening. And Rav Yosef says, no. Now it's the Lishna Acharina. Now, just to understand, if I take Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi in the Lishna Kama, so the Machlokes is Rubo Kukula, and the Psak is we don't and he's just telling me how to interpret. Do we pass like Rav and Shmuel? So we have a sugya here, Lamed Amid Beis. Take a look, Lamed Amid Beis. The line before the Mishnah. Boy Rav Papa, Hechlid B'miyot Simon and Mahu. Take it. So in walks Rashi and says, what was Rav Papa's question? He says, what happens if I have a shechita kshera and a psul b'meir basa? Which l'chore is how Rashi interpreted in the Mishnah, the machlokah between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbana, which is how Rashi interpreted, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, interpreted, and that's how they interpreted them in the Lishna Kama. That is how they interpreted the Machlokas and the Mishnah. And all Rav Papa is doing here within the Lishna Kama is what? Saying, okay, that's Machlokas Rav Yosef and Rabbanan, according to Rav Huna, Lishna Kama, that's the way we go. Rejecting Rav Chisda and everything. If we work within the Lishna Kama. But, so Lamaisa, we have a maybe Rav and Shmuel. You don't know if that's Rav and Shmuel anyway. And he says the answer is teku. Every psul b'meyad basra comes out that way. So the way Rashi puts together what's happening here, he says when the Gemara ends up with Rav Papa, if we take the Lishna Kama, so fine, we reject Rav Chisda, we go with Rav Huna for whatever reason, and then we saw, okay, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yossi, Rav Huna, so are we Paskin? And he wasn't so impressed with the fact that Rav Yosef said that we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rav Huna. No. He leaves and says, take. And therefore, sin is a dindor rice. So this whole thing, what do we do? In a take on a dindor rice. So we go, l'chumra. Now, we have Lishna Chamina. Lishna Chamina. So when Rashi says the proper at the end talking, if we would apply it to Hagrama, so it's like Lishna Kama, not Lishna Chamina. We'll have to get into, more deeply into that Rashi. The hot nan, Ruba Shalacha, come on. Everyone holds Ruba Kukula. And everyone holds there's no such thing as a psul b'meyad basra, says Rashi. Okay, so the word continues. So if Rashi's going to apply, if Rashi's going to say that Rav Papa said that Shochat Shnei Shlish Behigrim Shlish is part of his take, if Rashi says that, I'd be very careful, it's a very confusing Rashi. So then what is Rashi saying at the Matzkon of the entire Sugya? The psak is like Rav Huna in the Lishna Kama, and the answer is, so how do you pass from Rav Yosef, Rav Huna, and the Rabbanan? Take that's if we apply what Rashi says, Chalada b'meyad bas. But is it take? Let's continue. Matko Rav Chisda, my lame thou who rubber the hot some lab Rav Yosef Behudok Tonic. Dim Rav Yosef Behudok Tonic, Amale Rav Yosef. Or the call rubber the Amba Rav Yosef Behudok Tonic. Amale Anna rubber the Shkita come in. Shamina laid the plague, Higrim Shishor Shish, Rabun Amar Rav Shem. Okay. Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Higrim. Okay. This is what we're going to do is we're going to read through the entire Sugya. We go now to the, just with Rashi. Going through a very confusing, back and forth. Higrim Shlish, Shochat Shlish, Behigrim Shlish. We'll stop here. We'll continue Mitzvah Shembelineta tomorrow. But just make sure you get all the Tzadim, how to integrate this with what we learned, that Rashi holds L'chadchila is din d'raisa tishach the entire simon, even in Chulin. Tosas certainly says that, and he seems to understand that in Rashi. Rashi would indicate in the Mishnah that Rabbanan is only the second simon in the oath, but the entire simon, the entire simon, even in Chulin, is a din d'oraisa. On the other hand, he says that after I shech shnei shlish, v'chatech posa b'yalma. Now we have to understand another thing. When we made a very big point in the Rambam that there's such a thing as a shechita and a there's shechita psula and a shechita kshera. A shechita psula is not a non-shechita. If I have a suffix, whether I, what happens? If I have a suffix, whether or not I went through two simonim, it's a vadai nevela. Why? Behem v'chaya v'chetz isro medes ad shivar v'baman yishmata. But if I know I went through two simonim, it's a suffix dora, suffix lo doras, it's a suffix nevela. I behem v'chaya v'chetz isro medes. So we made a chilek between a yeshchita, between a non-shchita and a shchita psula. Now we said that in the Rambam. Doesn't mean everyone has to agree with that. These are some of the ideas we're going to have to be very, very careful with him. We'll say that we shall continue Matzah Shembli Neder tomorrow.